People are optimistic. Things are getting better. That's how Tom Duryea, CEO of Summit State Bank, summarized the responses to a first-ever email survey of Sonoma County business leaders sponsored by his company and conducted this past summer. The state of the Sonoma County business climate, as reported at the annual Impact Sonoma Conference in Rohnert Park Wednesday, found 70% of the respondents rated the local business climate good or very good. 40% of those companies derive at least half their revenues from out-of-county sales, and nearly two-thirds are planning to expand within the next 5 years. Most of these businesses are small. 70% have 50 or fewer employees, but more than three-quarters of the local workforce lives in Sonoma County. That figure surprised and pleased Duryea.
It blows my mind how many people participate in our community. When you live here, you can go to your kids' games, you can go to your kids' plays, you're more apt to do those things. So I think that kind of explains why we have such a strong sense of community in Sonoma County.
The survey also found the two biggest challenges cited by employers were too much government regulation and a mismatch between the skills available in the local hiring pool and the jobs that are open. Ben Stone, director of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, said efforts are underway to address both issues.
In terms of regulation, we'll have for the first time an online tracking system, much like FedEx. You can track the permit as it goes through the process. It gives you a receipt as you enter the system, so permits can't get lost, and will simplify and speed up the process. And then secondly, in terms of workforce, we have the state's first employer-driven workforce strategy that will be aimed at giving people more opportunity here, including career technical education. We used to call that SHOP. Or VOC-Ed, that's already operating now in 6 high schools, giving people new opportunities to find jobs with vocational skills.
A further economic boost is expected from the expansion of the Sonoma County Airport. Airport manager John Stout explained that both runways there are being lengthened to accommodate larger planes that can connect to more distant destinations.
The runway project started early September. We are expected to work until November 1st this year, and they'll continue next spring, going to roughly early October. And we have interest from Allegiant Air to bring air service in November. So we could see the fruits of this project within a month after it's done. We estimate doubling our economic impact, going to roughly $280, $85 million with 12 flights a day.
Each added flight translates to 70 new jobs and a $23 million boost to the local economy. Another portion of the conference focused on new developments in the city of Rohnert Park, where a new sewer trunk line is enabling 3 big new housing projects. But more immediate effects are coming from the Green Music Center, already open for more than a year, and the Grayton Casino, which will begin operations in less than 3 weeks. Lori Nelson, a corporate spokeswoman for Station Casinos, which is partnering with the Grayton Rancheria Tribe to build and run the new enterprise, touted its benefits to the local economy, both as an employer and a customer.
We're very proud of the 2,000 new jobs that we created, but in the past year and a half of construction, we worked with the local union trades and brought on over 700 local construction workers. And beyond just those numbers, we worked really hard on local sourcing of goods and services, and we're proud that more than 1,500 local businesses are providing goods and services to the casino. And we just think it's really important to have that multiplier.
The morning conference was hosted by the North Bay Business Journal. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.